Welcome back, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live at 97.1 Free FM. The content of the show, one of the best I've ever heard.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, the actual
day in and day out
stuff that's done on
the air. That we put on the air is sensational, man. With the news, the games we play here, Jesse Jackson, name that tune.
Jerry just told me to take credit for that one, so I'll say that was.
She turned
fault.
Her mic on, and the light went on, so you thought your mic was on.
What about that?
I was going
to
turn all their mics on.
Sucks.
Technically,
I don't know how people can hear it.
Well,
I don't know how it goes off the over the air.
I'll turn it on.
I don't know how every night we get this out.
Thank you. I apologize. Yeah. I do.
Mm-hmm. Technically, ugh.
I couldn't believe it.
Content? Wow.
Bingo.
Technical? Ugh.
I mean,
when screeners turn their mics on, the first thing, never know.
Trying to psych me out. Like
how would you describe this show technically in one sound?
Oh.
I think for me it'd be oof. Randy?
Ugh.
Gina?
Hmm?
All right, we have five more themes. Randy with the score.
We are tied up at 13-13.
Five new theme songs here.
Sudden Death Overtime.
Yes. And the winner after these five will be crowned the victor.
What a comeback by me, huh?
It was a very good comeback. I will give you that.
Thank you, Tim. Thank you, buddy.
Here we go. First theme song.
Brian.
That is incorrect. Gina, an opportunity to steal. That's incorrect. Miami Vice.
Yep.
For everybody.
That's right. I
thought for sure you'd get it.
That's what I thought.
All right. Song number two, Sudden Death Overtime. Good luck.
Brian. Seinfeld.
That is correct. The score.
We're back to a tie. 13-13.
13-13?
Because I got one wrong. Gina passed.
Oh, yes. Okay, right. I forgot about that.
Right.
All right, back to a tie.
How many songs are left? Only two?
Three songs left.
No.
Good luck, contestants.
Brian. Benson.
No!
Benson is wrong.
I'd like to take that right. Shot at that.
Yes. I know it.
Gina? Night Court.
That is correct. Big swing. Randy with the score.
It is Gina 14, Brian 12.
All right, two songs left.
No, it's fresh overtime. One negative one. It's fresh.
No, we'll keep it running.
Oh, we will. Wow.
It's regardless, safe. You're down by two.
Okay. Yeah. All right, two left. Here we go. Good luck, everybody.
Brian.
Yeah. It's up to you, my friend.
Who's the boss? Got it.
I don't know.
Got it on
he
the
got
buzzer.
It right on the buzzer.
Got
yeah,
it on
he,
the
he
buzzer.
Get that.
Right,
we'll
got it,
it
on the buzzer.
It was a very lenient 3 seconds. You would have been bitching if anybody else had those
you
three
know what?
Seconds.
All of you shut up. I got it on the buzzer.
Yeah.
3 seconds. You're long very strict with that
seconds.
Rule.
Jerry, do you watch the clock?
Is that 3 seconds?
That was about 3 seconds.
Right.
I don't know.
3 seconds?
She was. Michelle says it was.
And
she
the buzzer sound, I got it on the buzzer.
You got it right on the buzzer.
Any game show, that you answer on the buzzer, you get credit for it if it's the correct answer.
All right, gang.
Jesus, it's like fighting against everybody. It's like, why don't you all just wear T-shirts that say we're working against?
Hey, I agreed with you, gay guy.
Thanks.
Why are you talking about me?
Let's listen back and see if it was 3 seconds.
Randy with the score.
No,
it is.
We're not going to do that.
Gina 14, Brian 12.
All right, two songs left.
No, it's fresh overtime. One negative one. It's fresh.
No, we'll keep it running.
Oh, we will.
It's
regardless,
safe.
You're down by two.
Okay. All right, two left. Here we go. Good luck, everybody.
Brian.
One with that. Two.
It's up to you, my friend.
Oh, Mississippi.
And there's the buzzer.
That's 6 seconds in
no,
my book.
No, it's not, dude. Sorry, it's not 6 seconds.
We just counted it, Brian.
You didn't count
it is six seconds.
You didn't count six
it's
seconds.
It's at least five.
I was looking at the clock, and it was 6 seconds.
All right.
Long 3 seconds.
All right, everybody.
Then what about the tie on Knight Rider? And what about is Jerry the judge on the clock or not?
Not when he screws up
like
that. I gave
some time. That wasn't a screw up.
It's not 3 seconds.
I've given the same amount of time every time. If it's three or not,
right, it's not. But the rule is 3 seconds.
Take
so
the point away.
No, I insist.
Take
right.
the point away.
No, we're tied.
What's the score? He's down by one.
Take the point away.
Left.
It's Gina 14, Brian 13.
Take the point away.
Brian's got to win this one to tie again.
Take the point away. I don't need the point.
All right, Brian's got to win this one.
You do need the point.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't.
You need that point.
With the comeback I made, I feel as if I've already won.
Well,
this is the last song.
Take
the
point.
Brian's down one. Here we go.
We're going hopping. Brian.
American
Bandstand.
All right. Now we're tied again.
No, she won by one. 14-13.
No, we're tied again.
No, you won. Congratulations.
No, we got to put up five fresh songs, everybody.
And
while we're putting up five fresh songs, let me tell you what's happening this weekend.
Congratulations, Gina.
Oh,
Miller of the Los Angeles Kings is signing his book, Tales from the Los Angeles Kings. It's Sunday, December 9th, 2007, at Barnes & Noble out in Santa Clarita from 2 to 4 p.m. It's located at Valencia Boulevard and Magic Mountain Parkway.
Yeah, man.
Valencia Boulevard and Magic Mountain Parkway. And Bob Miller will be there signing his book. Got to get there early because he sells out almost everywhere he signs.
He really does.
These bookstores sometimes underestimate how popular hockey is and how popular Bob Miller is.
Really, and guys come out. And you know what the cool thing is? He spends time with guys. He doesn't just sign your book.
He's the best.
Yeah, he's like a nice guy.
Yeah, so go out to Valencia this Sunday, 2 to 4 p.m. You going to go out?
Sure.
Yeah? Sure, I might head out there.
All right, Brian will be there.
Well,
Brian,
I'm not committing to be there, Tim. I do have a Christmas party to go to Saturday, so I do need one clear day with nothing to do.
Okay. All right, Tales from the Los Angeles Kings, Sunday, December 9th. That's this Sunday, Barnes & Noble. That's the bookstore in Santa Clarita. And they're a chain, I believe, right?
That's correct.
Yeah. 2 to 4 p.m., located at Valencia Boulevard and Magic Mountain Parkway. And you'll never meet a nicer guy in your life than Bob Miller. So he came on with us last night.
He was very nice.
The guy was unbelievable.
His stories are great. And the book is all of his great stories. And you know what the book really does? And I've not read the book, but I've thumbed through the book. Storytelling, the lost art of storytelling.
Yeah, he's got it.
He really nails storytelling. It's a fun book. It's just fun to read.
All right, Randy with the score.
All right, we're tied again. Now we're in double overtime with 14-14.
Yes! I'm more than happy to give this victory to Gina right now.
No.
Someone has a guilty conscience then.
No, I mean, look.
All right, this is we're going to put three more songs on the board. Three songs, and then we will declare a winner. Good luck, everybody. Here we go. Song number one in double overtime.
Brian. Webster.
That's correct.
Can you sing it?
Uh-huh.
Spending my time just holding the line.
Okay. Song, the second before last.
What's the score, please?
And Randy's score?
It is Brian 15, Gina 14.
All right.
The first time Brian's ever taken the lead.
Wow. All right.
Yeah. Could everybody else be against me?
Here we go. Song number two of double overtime, and we'll play three songs. Good luck.
Brian.
Gina.
Brian.
The Greatest American Hero.
Yes, that is correct.
Was that inside of 3 seconds for you?
Yes,
two?
It was. Yeah, that one was.
Oh, okay.
All right. Song number three. Good luck, everybody.
Gina. Didn't we already play this one?
The answer,
Who's
please.
Who's the boss?
Yes. All right. Who's the boss? And the final score, Randy Wang?
It was Gina 15, wow. Brian 16.
Brian is the winner, everybody.
Yes! You know what I'll do? Since the Who's the Boss is so, I can gladly call it a tie and give you the point that you so desperately begged for.
I'm good, Brian. I don't have that kind of complex.
She didn't beg for it.
Oh, really?
I thought it was a great game, real spirited.
Do you want me to go find a hot chick for you to make
and
out with?
And congratulations.
Put you in a better mood?
I'd love to find one for you, but I'm coming up dry.
Oh, see, you're man. She's man. I'll give the point back and we'll call it a tie. 15.
No, Brian, you're the winner.
I don't need charity.
Brian is the winner.
This is the angriest group I've ever worked with, but I want to tell you, congratulations.
Brian, you were the clear victor.
Yeah.
Clearly you won that competition.
I certainly came back. If nothing else, it's a tie.
Thank you.
No.
I'll take that.
It's not a tie. Brian is the winner, mm-hmm. and you got to go
that.
Home the winner tonight.
If nothing else, it's
a tie.
You got
to go home and think about that.
I want to call it a tie and say, Gina, you were a great, great competitor.
A worthy competitor.
All right.
Thank you.
All right, folks. Gina, thanks for coming by.
Thank you. I had a great time.
And Randy Wang, thanks for keeping the score.
Final score again.
Got it.
All right.
Final score again, Randy?
The final score, I believe, 16-15.
Oh, I was calling it a tie, though.
All right. All right, folks. It is 9 o'clock. I'm sorry. It's 10 o'clock. 10:15.
I tell you, man.
And that means time for the news, everybody.
No.
I couldn't believe it.
Live.
That's in my case. I was like, no, Mace. No, I do that for friend, but.
Late breaking.
It's JLD.
From the 97.1 news desk. Here's Robin.
Could I get some snow?
Yeah.
Could I get some snow? Could I get some snow? Could I get some snow?
That's the greatest soundbite in the history of radio.
Can I get some snow?
Because his mouth is like kind of closed.
He's not even moving it. Can I get some snow?
Could I get some snow?
Can I get some snow?
Could I get some snow?
Oh, it's awesome.
It sounds like he has like adult braces.
Could I get some snow?
All right, Robin's here, man. Robin with the news. Anything in the news, Robin?
Well, there's certainly a lot of things in the news tonight.
A lot of things going on tonight,
cannot
huh?
Cannot wait to fill you in.
Yes. Before you begin, I hope you know that there was breaking news tonight. There was a rapper that died in Los Angeles.
No, I heard about that story.
Yeah. What was that cat's name?
Jerry knows all about those rappers.
Yeah, who was the rapper?
I believe it was Pimp C.
Pimp C has passed away.
Pimp C?
I believe he was in the Mondrian Hotel when that happened.
Ooh, gotcha. Well, if you got to die, that's a nice place to go.
It's Pimp C, man.
Very luxurious there.
All right, but anyway, Robin with the news, everybody. What's going on in that news, Robin?
Oh, all kinds of things.
Yeah?
First tonight, Lindsay Lohan has topped a new list of dumb celebrities.
Oh.
Lohan, who spent time in rehab and jail this year, was dishonored with the top spot for her poor movie choices, delinquent behavior, and bad taste in men. And we have exclusive audio of Ms. Lohan receiving the prestigious award. L41.
L41. Lindsay Lohan. The dumbest woman in show business? Is that what they say?
Is that the award?
Dumbest woman in celebrity in Hollywood, yes.
Oh, boy.
Oh, jeez.
That's quite an award.
It's the first annual Dumbest Person in Hollywood Awards. And now, here's the dumbest host in Hollywood, Larry King.
Thank you, Don Pardo. And let's start the show with a major announcement. And now, drumroll, please. The Dumbest Person in Hollywood Award goes to Lindsay Lohan.
Oh, wow. They got right to
thank
it.
You, Mr. King.
Cheers.
And thank you, America.
Oh, are you an actress who's a dummy or a dummy who's an actress?
I really consider myself an actress first and foremost, no matter what I do. So I would have to say, Mr. King, I am an actress and then a dummy.
Cleveland for Lindsay Lohan. Hello.
Larry took calls?
They're taking calls during the awards
show? I guess Larry was taking calls.
Jesus Christ. All right, anything else in the news, Robin?
Yes, this is very, very sad. 24-hour Michael Bolton station declares bankruptcy.
Oh, no.
Seems there was a radio station in Austin, Texas that played all Michael all the time. And unfortunately, that station, as of today, is no longer.
Now, Robin, wouldn't you think, and you've been in the business a long time, Robin.
Long time.
A station that plays only Michael Bolton.
The winner.
Wouldn't you think they'd stay in business forever?
Well, I think it would appeal to some, but some might find a adverse reaction to it.
All right. But how, I mean, could you go 24 hours without repeating a song?
I
think you can.
I don't know. I don't know how many songs he has. But he's been at it a while. I mean, he goes back to the 70s and the 80s and even in the 90s.
I think you can get your share of Mr. Bolton. That's my opinion. All right, we have audio then?
Yes, he has a large category of work, and we have some audio of some of the air checks from that station. B-81.
B-81, Michael Bolton all the time.
KBLN Austin, Texas. All Bolton all the time. Bolton 106 FM.
Bolton 106 is KBLN. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Skip Church. We're playing nothing but the hits, and they're all Michael Bolton hits. I love Michael Bolton. Saw my first Bolton concert when I was 27, and I'll never forget him approaching the microphone and singing this one. It's called Steel Bars at Bolton 106.
No matter how you speak, turn around, you're in my speech.
seat in Austin.
Bolton 106 is KBLN. How you doing, everybody? It's the No Repeat Midday. This is Michael Bolton on Bolton FM. Bolton 106, good afternoon, everybody. I'm Skip Church, and we're doing special dedications this afternoon. This is How Am I Supposed to Live Without You? From Chad in Austin to Marcia, it's Michael Bolton, everybody. Tell me, how am I supposed to live without you?
You know, Tim,
that is awesome.
I think when you go to...
I listen to that station. Well, do you know Skip Church?
I've never worked with that guy. He does the afternoon show there. But I think in some areas of Texas, like Austin, Texas, it's a big city, but the available radio talent is limited.
He sounds like Joe Pags, man. Guy over at KFI.
KFI AM 640. Good evening, everybody. I'm Joe Pags. I don't know about you, but I think this fence should be built along our southern border. 520-1KFI or 888-520-1KFI. Don't you think that we should build this fence and keep these immigrants out of our country? 520-1KFI. 888-520-1KFI. It's KFI AM 640. More stimulated, decorated.
That's classic.
At the close of trading on Wall Street, the Dow was down 121, the NASDAQ was down 26, the S&P 500 was down 19.
KFI AM 640.
And now, Skip Bags.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the show. We got a couple of open phone lines if you want to jump in now at 5201KFI. I read a story in the Los Angeles Times, that liberal rag, which I normally use to line my birdcage. I heard a story that in Los Angeles Unified School District, LAFUSD, they are going to start off, you can believe this, freedom lovers, they are going to actually teach students in Spanish. What has happened to our country? A country without a common language and a country that surrenders its borders has surrendered its sovereignty. 5201KFI. That is everybody. Want to jump out there right now. Let's go to Colton and Steve. You're on KFI. Hi, Stu.
Hey, man, I want to talk about Hillary Clinton. And
she's a bitch.
This bitch, Hillary Clinton, she comes up trying to say stuff, and it's like, you can't, she's never right about anything, first of all. And, I mean, she's just an idiot.
I know, and I hear it. You're preaching to the choir, Steve. It's great to be here at KFI, because just last month, I was working in Austin, Texas, at the All Michael Bolton Station. So I want to thank Robin Bertolucci and everybody at Clear Channel Communications for the promotion from their Michael Bolton Station to the evening show right here. On AM 640, more stimulated.
Joe Pags.
Hey, I know what I'm talking about. I'm Joe Pags.
KFI, AM 640.
All right, gang. We continue here. Robin in the news.
Yes, well, apparently getting fired wasn't the first time Don Imus had hit rock bottom.
What?
He likened it to being an alcoholic and a drug addict, which he also admitted to being during an apologetic return to the airwaves Monday. Here we have audio of the I-Man giving his inaugural speech and introducing the new staff. I-14,
the I-Man, everybody. Here we go.
He's back.
Imus in the morning.
Yeah. 6 minutes now after the hour. It's Imus in the morning, back on 77 WABC and across America on RFD, Rural Free Delivery. It's a station that they watch, I guess, a lot in the Midwest, right, Chuck?
Right you are, I-Man. That's what I thought. I mean, and I've got a couple of black people on the staff, so let's hear it. I've got some black people on the staff.
All right.
Nobody's going to get me in trouble anymore. 7 minutes now after the hour. I'm Imus in the morning. And we've hired once again that bald-headed Nazi, Bernard McGurk. My God, that fascist moron who got me fired in the first place. Yeah, but I do want to thank you, Bernard, for the $20 million from CBS. 8 minutes now after the hour, I'm Imus in the morning.
Sounds pretty good, huh?
Yeah, he sounds
healthier.
He sounds refreshed. Yeah.
All right, anything else in the news, Robin?
Yes, finally.
Robin.
Finally, excuse me.
That's not bad.
Finally, the city of Glendora on Tuesday joined a growing number of municipalities nationally that ban smoking in public parks.
Ugh.
The city council voted 4-0 to prohibit the use of any lighted tobacco or plant product in city parks and public facilities. And as though followed by a permanent rain cloud, we have an interview with the first person to be cited for not adhering to the new ban.
Uh-oh.
E39.
E39, the smoking ban, everybody. Here we go.
I couldn't believe it. I took my little baby grandson, Moisha, to the park.
Yes, darling.
It's almost Sunday. We gotta
like
the banana.
Okay, Solly, I'll be there in a second. I'm talking to the reporter. So I'm pushing little Moisha on the little merry-go-round, at which point he's on the far side, and I have a second to light a much-deserved Laramie. And I light up the cigarette, and a nice young man in a very nice blue suit comes up to me with the notepad.
Yes,
Solly.
Did you pick up the lockers?
No, darling, I have two boxes of vodka mix. It's more than enough. I'm talking to the reporter.
So he writes me a ticket for smoking in the park, which I did not know was against the rules. And he says, it's a new rule in Glendora. I couldn't believe it.
Yes, darling.
The wind lost my
yarmulke. Oh, Lord, let's go find your yarmulke, Solly. Come on. Let's
we need to go to break.
All right.
All right. I love
Jesus
to hear.
Jesus Christ. I a lot of birds at that park, too.
Yeah, well, it was daytime.
A bee there at the end.
Yes, I did hear that. I love to hear from Edna. She really
is. She's the best.
She's an advocate for the smoker.
All right, anything else in the news, Robin?
Oh, no, that's what's happening.
All right.
Robin with the news.
Yeah. Excellent. All right, we got to take a break here.
We need to go to break!
All right, shut up! It's Conway and Whitman live at 97.1 Free FM.
Christ!